Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. Hey, this is George Wilder Jr., your radio host here. If you are an avid reader, or you just love to read in general, check out my Amazon page at www.amazon.com/author/G Wilder, or pull up the Amazon website and check out all the material that I have produced. Or you can go to Amazon in general and just type my name into the space bar above, and all of my material should materialize right in front of your eyes. Wow. Some of the stuff that you can download and check out, Ain't That a Groove? It's action, romance, Back in the Groove, action, romance, Echoes of My Sin, my autobiography, I Got Stung, and a lot of others that you can check out too. I do essays, novels, short stories, and I think I do a good job at them. And you can always go and check those things out and give me some feedback. You know, hook me up with some feedback. I'm always looking for feedback on anything that I do, even on the radio show. Give me feedback on the radio show. What do you think about the radio show? Okay, I got to get back to the radio show. Speaking of radio show, I got to get back. All right. You haven't started yet.
Hardest working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
All right, thank you for that. Thanks, thanks a lot. It's raining. It's sort of cool. It's dull. It's gray. But it's the day before Memorial Day, and I would like to say, if you're listening to this show live, happy Memorial Day. You know, so a lot of times in, you know, it's a great time. It's a great time. Memorial Day 2015. So if you should archive this show, download it later on, you'll find out that this is a pre-memorial show, kind of. But we have some serious things to talk about here. Okay, this show I call Put the Guns Down America. And it's very serious, and I'm going to be a little more be a little bit more serious, if I can speak, than I have been in some of the previous shows. But don't forget, I mean, some of my previous shows, like the ones I did a few days ago, they're pretty good. Go back, archive those shows, listen to those shows. They're great. They're wonderful. They're very informative. They give you an open mind to my mindset, which is, you know, which is out there anyway. But this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. You can always follow me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Blog Talk Radio. I'm all over the place. Google. I mean, there. You put my name up there, everything comes up. But you have to remember, my name is George Wilder Jr. There's a lot of other George Wilder Jr. out there, and you have to just weed through them to find me. Okay. All right. Like I said before, the weather here is like, but it's beautiful. It's springtime. It feels like spring, but it's a little cooler. But it's not, you know, winter like it has been on some spring days in this city right here. And I hope where you are, I hope it's a lot better. You know, at least you, in terms of better is what I mean. I hope you're having sunshine, just sunshine. But there's sunshine in my life. I mean, I feel great. You know, even though I'm looking at something dull and gray, I feel there's sunshine somewhere. And I'm pretty sure we'll have some sunshine tomorrow. But, you know, I mean, I think it's about 70 degrees outside. Lower, cooler by the lake, as they always say. So if it's cooler by the lake, it's maybe around 59, 58. And that's kind of cool. And my clock has 6:05 p.m. Chicago time. It may be a little later or a little earlier where you are, but that's fine. That's okay. That's wonderful. You've got the show. So that's great. That's wonderful. That's wonderful, if I can speak. Okay. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Listen to me, because this show is great. This show is wonderful. And it's always great to be with you today. I'm great to be with you. It's always great to be with you. And it's wonderful knowing that you're there, that you're listening. Like I always say, if you cannot listen live, you can always archive the show for later, because this is basically the day before Memorial Day, and you don't want to sit around. You want to get out and have fun. But somehow, it always seems to rain on Memorial Day. You know, it always seemed to rain, and it's like a given. Hey, let's go out and rain on these people's parade, you know, or rain. Because if you go into the park and you're barbecuing, the next thing you know, wow, you're going to have to take umbrellas with you or just, you know, leave earlier and try to get out of the rain. But, you know, no matter, you know, it's kind of a damper, but you can always go home and, you know, and celebrate there, party there with your friends and family and all that kind of stuff. Have a great time. Have a wonderful time, okay? Go back and download some of those shows that I've done previously and see how good they are and how good I am, because you have to be good and you have to be positive and you have to think good of yourself, and that's what I'm doing, because that keeps me, you know, on the air, that keeps me wanting to be on the air, is that I'm thinking positive about myself, and I'm getting plenty of feedback from those who listen to the show, and it's positive, so I might as well say, hey, I'm good at what I do. And basically what I'm saying, you should be good at what you do also, no matter what it is. If making pizza or whatever, making sandwiches, or, I mean, you know, if you have that type of a job, be good. Basically, I think, be good at anything that you want to do or you want to try to do. Be good at it. Because if you're good at it, you're going to attract people. And they're going to like what you do, and they're going to spread the word about it. Hey, wow, he's good. She's good. You know, they're good. You know, so be good. Whatever you do, be good at it. As long as you're doing it legally, okay? Be good at it. And you reap profits and accolades down the road for being good at what you do. For so long that everybody has talent. Some people just have to dig down on themselves and dig that talent up out of them. But we all have some sort of talent, you know. So for someone to say, well, I have no talent, I have no ambition, I have no drive, it's there. You just have to find it, you know, because it's there. I mean, you know, it's there. It really is. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. And I'm hoping that because of the rain and the lightning, that the computer... doesn't malfunction on me because this is an internet radio show. And as you probably know, anytime you on the internet and you're working, and this is considered work for me, you know, there is always that time when the internet just starts to act up. I mean, there's some shows that I've got, I'm pretty sure somewhere along the line it's cracking up because the internet is in and out, in and out. But, you know, I just have to sit here and just, you know, say, hey, wow, I hope I can make it through the show without the internet going down on me. And I leave my listeners in limbo, and I don't like to do that. I really don't want to do that. And I want to say this before I get into the main topic. I want to say that basically every show that I give is a good show. But the shows, they actually get better towards the end of the show, more so than the beginning of the show. The end of the shows, I mean, I really get at it, you know. Even if I have a guest, I really get at it. And I would like to say there is no guest today, and that's fine. That's fine because I want people to realize that I can do the show all alone if I have to. But, you know, please welcome on the show. But there's nothing wrong with me going solo. You know, and guests will be here. I will have guests. But, you know, as long as I do not have them, I'm going to fly solo, and the show is going to be just as good with a guest or without a guest. Okay, and if you're out there and you want to call in, my number is 347-857-1762. Call in with a comment or a question, you know, if I can answer it, because I'm a little bit under the weather, but so, you know, but however, it's all good. It's all good. And if you want to chime in on something I'm talking about, guest call-in number is 347-857-1762. So let's get started. Let's get started. Let's get started. Let's get started. I want to talk about something that came up, and this is very, I don't know. This is a host television show, okay? Comic Unleashed and Entertainers with Byron Allen. You might have seen this on the internet, or you might have heard it on the news or on TMZ. Oh, wow, it's starting to rain harder now. Look at that. It's coming down in Chicago as I sit, because I'm in my studio, and I'm looking out on the avenue, and people are racing trying to get out of the rain because it's coming down harder. I'm just hoping that the rain slacks up or there's no rain at all for tomorrow because it's a holiday, okay? We don't want to, yeah, because I want to go to a baseball game, and this doesn't do it. But anyway, let me get back to this article I was talking about. I'm just saying that it's raining, and it's raining pretty hard, and lucky to be inside. All right, here we go. All right, this is an article you might have found on the internet, but I think it was just actually posted on the internet, but it seems as though it's a true article, and I want to share it with you. I want to share this article with you, and I want to share my thoughts after I do this article, share this article. Okay, host of a TV series, Comic Unleashed, I'm pretty sure it's on cable or DirecTV, and Entertainers with Byron Allen. Byron Allen lashed out at the president on TMZ. Obama should be doing more to help black people. He's saying Obama should be doing more to help black people. I agree. I wholeheartedly agree with that. I have been touting Obama ineptness and feebleness as president towards black people for as long as I've had the show. Go back, archive, listen to some of them earlier shows that I've done, and wait basically toward the end of the show, and I will get all over Obama. I mean, I voted for the guy twice, okay? I mean, I voted for him twice, and I have a right to criticize him. I realize people out there still love him. But we, African-Americans, most of us put him in office, gave him his job. And yet, he has done nothing but lip service when it came to crime in this country. So I agree with him. I've said this a long time ago before I even read this, what this guy said. But this guy is just saying what so many other people are saying, that what makes this good is that that Byron Allen has a microphone. You know, I mean, he has, and he's a popular guy. He's on a television show where everybody's watching, and he's African American. His status is a little bit more higher than mine. So his voice would resonate a little bit more than mine would, until I get to that point where people will start listening to me on a basis and constantly, and heed to things that I'm trying to say. Yeah, Obama is, and I've been talking about this violence, put the guns down, and I've been saying, I can't even speak because I'm trying to get this stuff out. And I've been saying for so long, Obama should go to the west and south sides of the city, because he calls this place, he calls Chicago home. But yet he will not get out here personally and go and chat with these gangbangers and thugs to put the guns down. Here I'm saying put the guns down every day that I'm on the air. But somehow, you know, they may not be hearing me. But they can hear Byron Allen, because he has a platform and a microphone to get the word out. I'm pretty sure Obama himself, you know, probably not paying any attention what this guy is saying. Probably not paying any attention what I'm saying. And he may not be paying any much of attention to what 1,000 other people are saying about him not really being able to, you know, deal with the situations in the black community, and he's black. So I've been espousing this for a long time. Even the show that I did yesterday, you know, I'm saying to myself, Obama, where are you? You know, get out here in these neighborhoods. I think he can single-handedly help stop the shootings in the city of Chicago. There was 49 people shot last week, and there was a 4-year-old girl who was shot in the head. And I think 17 people have been killed so far in the city of Chicago. And all he do is sit back and not do anything and not say anything. If he says anything, that's all it is, just talk. He'll say something about the crime in Chicago, and then he'll move on to some other issue that is not as important or as vital as what's going on in this town. The shootings, the killings, the murders, just ongoing and ongoing and ongoing. The mayor and the superintendent of police, somehow these guys have not got a clue of how to stop or how to lower the situation, the crime situation, the shooting situation in this city, in Chicago. And I'm a resident of Chicago, so I have a right to complain, because I'm just like any other citizens. I walk out of my apartment building, or I walk out my house, or I walk out of wherever I am at, or a restaurant or whatever, and, you know, somebody shoots, somebody's firing. This is not right. And he go on to say, black people have fallen further behind under Barack Obama. This is not me saying it, but I will say it, and I will agree with him. Let me read this again. Allen, Barack Obama is at this point a white president in blackface. Morgan Freeman said something once, and he's a movie star and an entrepreneur. Morgan Freeman, he's in the Batman movies and a lot of other movies, Driving Miss Daisy and Glory, and just numerous of movies he's in. And sometimes you get tired of looking at him, he's in a movie. But he's Morgan Freeman, he's an African American, he's an African, and I think he's in his 70s. And he said Obama is not a black president, which I agree. He said Obama is not a black president. Obama is a mixed race president. I mentioned that a few days ago in one of my shows. Go back, listen to it, archive it. I say a lot of important things in those shows, in every show. This is why I say, if you miss a show, you miss a lot, because I put the kitchen sink in them. Okay, and, you know, I'm a little bit under the weather, so I might be skipping over some words or just slurring something, but, you know, Obama at this point, and I quote this guy again, Obama at this point is a white president in black face. That's got to be, I mean, that's got to hit Obama where it hurts, I would think. But I'm pretty sure he's probably immune to all of these type of comments because he may be getting them every day, especially in this new Twitter account that he's opened up. My own opinion, I think Obama has actually failed black people. You know, I mean, one of the things that I do know about Obama is that he cannot wait to get out of the White House. He cannot wait to be a civilian again. You know, so, and I don't know if he's going to come back to Chicago to live. I've been hearing things like he's going to go to New York or to Hawaii to live and not come back to Chicago. I have no clue. My guess is he probably will not come back to Chicago to live. That's my guess, you know, because of the crime. Okay, like I said yesterday in the show, Chicago, the population is sinking in Chicago. It used to be 3 million people living in Chicago. Now it's just under that. Settling, coming to settle in Chicago because of so many things, the crime, the weather. I mean, and just, I don't know. It and also, it's expensive. This is an expensive town to live in. They're raising taxes, cutting services. You know, where is Obama on that? We know where Bernie Sanders is, and we know where Elizabeth Warren is. Obama is in the White House thinking about ISIS, or which is a good thing because these guys are rogue thugs and terrorists. But his first agenda should be the people who put him in office. His first agenda to be to stop the Republicans from hurting those people who voted for him, and he has power. He has power. He has executive authority, but he's afraid to use them. He's afraid to use his executive authority because he's afraid the Republicans are going to knock him over the head, and they usually do. I don't want to make this show about Obama. It's just that this audience, it's just that this article, it just piqued, you know, just made me want to just say something. I just knew I had to say something about this. So this article of what Byron Allen just said about Obama. And this is another quote coming from Byron Allen. Obama, President Obama, you have let us down tremendously, he added, imploring the president to stand up to injustices against black people. In other words, he's saying Obama has not stood up for injustices that are happening to people of color, African Americans. Allen is the founder of television production company Entertainment Studios, implored the president to stand up, take up for black people, support African Americans, stand up to the injustices against black people and other people of color. Adding, Obama, you have let us down again, he's saying, Byron Allen, not me, he's saying Obama has let African Americans down tremendously. If you have any thoughts on there, if you have any thoughts or comments on that, give me a call, and my guest call-in line is 347-857-1762, and this is the George Wilder Jr. Show, and I'm reporting. I'm still on this. I'm still doing this. I don't even watch TMZ. I think it's a. But at this point, how can you not react? I want to see Obama react at this African American calling him, you know, a president, elected in white face. President in white face. And he's saying, and I quote, Obama has let down African Americans down, people of color. Tremendously. That's got to sting if Obama hears that. I'm pretty sure somebody's going to take it to him. But I'm pretty sure Obama's going to say, you know, I mean, he's probably used to, like I said before, he's probably used to getting these kind of comments and statements from people all, you know, everywhere, all over the world. So this probably won't daunt him, but it's true. It's true. And there's been other African Americans who were or are critical of Obama. You know, I mean, Obama is Wall Street. Obama, we thought we was voting for an African American. But all he's done is chase Republicans. All he's done is try to satisfy Republicans. And they hate his guts. They kick him in the teeth. He get back up. He give him a box of candy. And Obama don't care anything, I believe, about Africa. I think I'm going to say, go further and say Obama is probably more likely, or he wants to be, a Republican. He's only doing Democratic things because he feels that he's expected to do those kind of things and solve those kind of issues. Don't get me wrong. Obama have done a lot of good things, and Obama has failed to do a lot of things and to talk about issues pertaining to America and black people. You know, we got all these Republicans around here wanting to cut education, cut all kind of social programs and entitlement programs to try to balance their budget. And it's not going to work. Obama won't open his mouth. Obama won't say anything. Because he's for it. Secretly, he's for it. Because if anybody who is secretly having some sort of a trade deal going on without the public input, and he always churning that his administration transparent, yet he's going to be doing, he was doing things in secrecy and trying to get this thing passed, that's going to hurt the public, that's going to hurt you and me. Job killers, manufacturing jobs are going to go overseas where there is what? Cheap labor. In Vietnam and some of these other countries around the world, pay their employees 50 cents, 35 cents an hour. This is one of the reasons why jobs are leaving America. Instead of bringing jobs to America, Obama is leading the way to take jobs out of America. Don't believe me? Ask any Democrat in Congress. Like I said in other shows, the Republicans love it. Even the Republicans love, it's got to be good. It's got to be, excuse me, it's got to be better for America. And I'm looking at this article, and it's just so profoundly me. And I have been badgering Obama for the longest since I've been on the show. And finally, someone came out with an article who must have been listening to my show. If not, he should have been listening, because I've been beating myself over the head saying I wished Obama would come to the city and tell these gangbangers and thugs and murderers to put the guns down. Nope, except somehow he will not do that. He's in the White House around his generals, his cabinet, people with guns are hiding under the bed somewhere. But because I used to always think Obama was a coward. I just thought he was, even in his first term, I thought he was. But like I said before, I don't want to spend this entire show about Obama. We know what Obama is. We know what we voted for. We know what we found out. I mean, when I voted for Obama the second time, I didn't want to vote for him. I held my nose and I voted for this guy. Because I had the feeling that he wasn't going to turn out to be 100% in the African-American community's pocket, or he wasn't going to be for us. This man is all about Republicans. He's all about being rich. He's just as rich as the people who are stepping on the working class, the poor, the struggling. He's just this, you know. I don't know. I don't want to make it about him. So I'm just going to do this again and one more time, and I'm going to try to get off of it. Okay, Byron Allen. This is his quote. Obama should be doing more for much of people. Black people have fallen further behind under Obama. He also criticizes Obama for having referred to looters and arsonists in the last month Baltimore riot as thugs. Obama is, at this point, a white president in blackface, Allen said. Black America would have done much better under a white president. Maybe that's why I'm going for Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton, because I think that he's a president for all people. Obama, he says he's a president for all people, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess he figured that he's half white, half black, so he's going to lean a little bit both ways. I think he leaned further towards the right than anything. He knows he's being criticized, but he's going to play it off. He's going to like it's not happening. But when he was running in 2012, he was out there begging for our votes, running around the country begging for our votes. And actually, when he was waiting for the voting, for the tally of the votes to come in, Obama actually thought he lost. But then, you know, the votes started coming in and piling up, and these guys were counting and counting. He realized that he had won the election in a landslide. He didn't win by a few thousand votes or a few. He won the second term by a landslide. That means that black people and white people went out there and voted for him because they did not want to see a Republican in office. And this is what he gave us. I have had so many friends and so many acquaintances tell me how disappointed they were in Obama. There are so many people who, when Obama was having a real hard time with Republicans, and Republicans were hating him and, you know, blaming him for everything and on him and talking about his family, we supported him. We took his side against the hateful Republicans and other people and the racists. But yet he still runs after the Republicans. I don't know. I really don't know. My number is 347-857-1762 if you want to chime in on this. So this article is on MSN.com website, and it's Byron Allen. You can see it for yourself. You don't have to take my word for anything. You can see it for yourself, but I had to share it with you on the show today in case you didn't see it, in case you didn't know anything about it. This is not me hating on Obama. I do not hate Obama. I do not hate anyone. It's just that I voted for the guy twice, and I'm yet to see anything that he has done positive in the black community, especially talking to these dirtbag thugs. I think he has not been a leader in that effort at all. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. Show of the George. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I have to slow it down. I have to slow it down because I'm really ticked off. I really am. I'm going to take a break right now. I'll be right back. Hey, this is George Wilder Jr., your radio host here. If you are an avid reader, or you just love to read in general, check out my Amazon page at www.amazon.com/author/gwilder, or pull up the Amazon website and check out all the material that I have produced. Or you can go to Amazon in general and just type my name into the space bar above, and all of my material should materialize right in front of your eyes. Wow. Some of the stuff that you can download and check out, Ain't That a Groove? It's action, romance, Back in the Groove, action, romance, Echoes of My Sins, my autobiography, I Got Stung, and a lot of others that you can check out too. I do essays, novels, short stories, and I think I do a good job at them. And you can always go and check those things out and give me some feedback. You know, hook me up with some feedback. I'm always looking for feedback on anything that I do, even on the radio show. Give me feedback on the radio show. What do you think about the radio show? Okay, I got to get back to the radio show. Speaking of radio show, I got to get back. All right. Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago.
Working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
Yeah, I see that the primary for the Republican nomination for the President of the United States for 2016 is getting crowded. I mean, there's a lot of Republicans running for office in 2016. Wow. I mean, there may be about 6, 7, 8, or 9, you know. I'm talking about Republicans that are going to announce they're going to run. But as of now, there's about 6 or 7. Wow. And on the Democratic side, there's only 2, Hillary Clinton, and hopefully Bernie Sanders will win. I'm pulling for Bernie Sanders. But I'm talking about the Republicans' primary now. I mean, excuse me. A lot of these guys aren't going to win on the Republican ticket. They're not going to win. They're just up here to get their face on the camera, get their picture in the paper, to get an interview on the television or on the Sunday news or something. They're not really going to run, because I think the Republican primary field is they're a bunch of crazies. You got, what you got? Ted Cruz, Mario Rubio, Scott Walker, Jeb Bush. I mean, these are, wow, these are not good. I mean, they're not good. But, you know, that's a Republican problem, not our problem. It's a Republican problem. But a lot of these people who are running for president know they're not going to win. They don't have a chance. They're just up there. They want to, they're not, a lot of them are not serious about running for president. These guys, some of them just want to jack up their speaking fees. Yeah, they want to. They're getting notoriety, they're getting a picture in paper, and they're going to be jacking up their speaking fees when they go to speak at colleges and universities and stuff like that. It's all about money with the Republicans. You know, I don't think they really have a good breakout candidate for 2016. You have all these nuts and crazies on the Republican side that are running, in my opinion. And they would just want to jack up their, you know, speaking fees. They want to jack up their book sales. They're going to do books, and, you know, and they want to make money. It's all about making money more than being the president, I believe, for these people who on the Republican side who are say they're going to run for president. It's all because they're not going to win. They know that if they run for president, they're going to be famous. And they're going to get to go from one college and university to another to speak, and they'll be able to raise their speaking fees. And they're going to, like I said before, they're going to write books, you know. So, you know, they'll have name recognition. So they figure if they have name recognition, that's going to sell that book. You know, so I wouldn't take any of them too seriously, but you never know. You never know. Okay, this is George Waters. We have the George Waters Jr. Show, and I'm hearing that ISIS has taken over more cities in Syria and Iraq. That's something. And now the Republicans are criticizing Obama on his strategy or no strategy that he has on trying to take down this terrorist group called ISIS. You know, so I don't know. I really don't know where that's going to go, you know, but I guess it's the same old playbook for the Republicans to always criticize Obama about and for anything that they can, because they're going to be really, really criticizing him. They're going to criticize, they're going to come up with lies for Hillary Clinton. They're going to come up with lies for Bernie Sanders. We all know that. We all know that. So let's get back to put the guns down. All right, put the guns down, America, because there's so much crime. Wow, looks like the sun is trying to come out. And it's what, 6:41 p.m. Chicago time? Okay, all right, that's what I say. Think positive and positive things will happen. Okay, what we want to do is put the guns down, America. Okay, that's just not Chicago. That's all around the United States. Okay, because Chicago violence, I believe, is just leading the way. And because I think we have more crime than any other city in America. I mean, if you go back and listen to my show yesterday, I've said a lot of things that made a lot of sense on this violence in Chicago. Even though I called the show Summertime in Chicago, basically I'm saying summertime, the crime is going to go up. Crime is people going to die. And people are dying. Summer violence, Chicago violence, go hand in hand. Because winter, I mean, we had a really, really bad winter in the last few years. And crime has been down. The only time crime goes up is when the weather gets better, the sun is shining, people are out. You know, and it just happens. I said yesterday on the show that we probably need to close down the south and west sides of the city. But that's impractical. That's not going to happen. But at least it's a plan. At least I have a plan. The police and the mayor, they don't seem to have any kind of plan for the violence in the city. I know I'm being heard all over the world, but somehow I'm in Chicago, and it is really, really... Spike Lee is making a movie in this town. He's calling it Chi-Rack. I was very critical of that. But now I'm trying to say maybe he's got a point. I mean, I criticized him a lot for the name, because they're saying Chicago and Iraq are one of the same, you know, because Iraq was a murderous regime under Saddam Hussein. And, you know, I'm starting to say, hey, maybe Spike's got a point. Maybe it is Chi-Rack over there. I mean, we had 49 people shot last weekend. This weekend, we've had 17 people so far. And a 4-year-old girl shot in the head on the south side of Chicago. I would like to say that's no news, because it happens all the time, you know. The gangbangers, they can't shoot straight. They're driving by, blowing people away who are sitting on their porches or playing in the park. And I want to say the mayor of this city, the mayor of Chicago, doesn't seem to have a clue to stop this. the superintendent gets his television and talk about crime is down. He's only talking about crime is down to try to save his own ass. Crime is not down. Crime is up. 49 people were shot last weekend in this city. And I'm proud to say that I'm a Chicagoan. This is a beautiful city. It's a wonderful city. It's a great city. But people are moving out. And people do not want to settle here because of the crime. The mayor won't say that. The superintendent is not going to say that. They don't want you to know that. They don't want people who are thinking about coming and settling here to know that. But it's true. I mean, if 49 people were shot in Chicago last weekend, that resonates around the world. That's going to cut down on tourism. If it hasn't already. And there was a 7-year-old. This is not a 7-year-old shot during crossfire involving rival gangs. My point is, the police in this city, they know where the gangs are. They know where they are. Why don't they go get these guys? Take them off the streets, get them out of these neighborhoods, but the police will let them stay. Get them off the corners. But they'll just wait till the police has gone and they'll come back and stand on that corner again. And like I said in yesterday's show, I think one of the reasons to solving the crime in the city of Chicago is to have police officers patrol a lot more in cars and on foot, patrol a lot more, saturate the neighborhoods with police. The army, the National Guard, do something. You know, and I'm, like I said before, I'm surprised that Obama is not weighing in on this because he really doesn't care. He's into something else that doesn't involve people of this city. So, you know, we can forget that. I'm pretty sure he's going to, he may not even have, one of the things that Obama doesn't address anything. He doesn't address criticism towards him at all. He doesn't address criticism towards his own family. He just blows it off and does what he wants to do. But I do know this, Obama will be so happy when he gets out of office. He said it. I mean, he said he can't wait until he we can't wait until he's out so Bernie Sanders can get in and probably do something about the crime in his city and all the cuts that the Republicans are causing and the devastation they are causing to families, working people. So we have to do something. We just can't keep this up. You know, so as I look at my screen, I'm shaking my head. Where are the police patrols? That's what I like to know, because when these people are shot individually, when these people are shot, now 49 people shot last week in Chicago does not mean that they're shot all in the same area. It's all that 49 people are spread out all over the city. It's all over the city, the whole city. Now, I live in an area of the city where there's little crime, but anything can happen at any time to anyone. I said this yesterday. Any crime, to anybody, anywhere, you know, especially in Chicago. And we also need gun control. Too many guns out there. The police will confiscate 100 guns, and the next day there's another 200 guns back on the street for some reason. Remember, conceal and carry has been made law in this city. But you know what? I don't think that's the cause of the crime. I just think the cause of the crime are just criminals, thugs, gangs, idiots. You know, that's what I think is the cause of so much violence, not just in Chicago, but around the world, around the United States. And the problem here is, you know, it's going to keep happening. It's going to keep happening every day, every weekend. It's going to keep happening. And my thing is, what is the police doing? What is the mayor doing besides crying when some little baby gets shot? What is the superintendent doing besides showing his face up on television every time somebody gets shot to say crime is down? How do you think that family feels? Does that family of that little girl who was shot in the head, does she think that crime is down in the city? No. But that's the excuse that they give.
Crime is down.
Yeah, but 8 people just got shot around the corner. 49 people just got shot last week. 17 and counting people are about to be killed this weekend. Crime is not down. They can't handle it. This is my feeling. These people cannot handle it. They should not be in office. They should be fired. Their asses should be kicked out. And somebody else should take their place who aren't afraid to make the hard choices in ridding this city of all of this rat-ass garbage out here who are taking the lives of innocent children, teenagers with lots of potential, and just randomly shooting and gunning down people for no reason at all. It's got to change. It's got to change. I'm not in politics. I am not in the circle at City Hall. I am just a citizen. I'm just a person like you are. I'm just a concerned citizen of the city of Chicago. It's a beautiful city. I don't like to see it guys to protect us. They're not doing their jobs because too many people. You know what? I just wonder what the hospitals are like every night, every weekend when bodies are just pushed. I mean, ambulances just bringing in body after body, body bags after body bag, west sides of the city. Don't get me wrong. We have crime over here on the north side, but nothing like the south and west sides of the city. That's why I say, well, maybe we should close them down, tear them down. The only people who are still living on the south and west sides of Chicago in the midst of all of that criminal activity and all the crime and all the shootings are the people who cannot afford to leave. Most of them are on some kind of entitlement program, food stamps, rental assistance, welfare. They can't afford to move. That's why they're still there. The ones that can afford to move, they has moved or they will move. Because if you can afford to get away from crime, you should. If you can afford to get your kids away from crime-ridden areas, war zone areas, you're going to do it. But if you can't afford to do it, you're going to stay there. And then some people just stay because they're just, you know, they're integrated with ghettonism. You know, I don't want to talk about my people like that, but something's got to give. Something's got to give. And the biggest thing that I think that could happen, the most wonderful thing that could is Obama, the president of the United States. Do not talk from the White House. Do not talk from the Oval Office. Do not talk a million miles away from the bully pulpit about crime in Chicago. Come to Chicago. Go to these crime-ridden areas and communities and give these young men some hope. Tell them to put the guns down. That's what I do. More than likely, a lot of them may not put the guns down, but you never know. If you get one person to put the guns down, you've done your job. That you've been successful. But a lot of these guys are not going to put the guns down because they're total criminals. They're thugs. And I can see why most of these jails jails are filled with 95% of the inmates are African Americans, whether they did the crime or not. The jails are crowded with African Americans. And they have gangs in the jail. The gangs are in prisons now, you know. So, and I try to say things to these young gangbangers out here. If you want to shoot, go to Iraq. If you want to kill, then go to Syria. Don't do it in your own neighborhood. Go to Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, where they have wars. You want to shoot somebody? Go to those countries. Don't shoot up your neighborhood. Don't kill the babies. Don't shoot the babies and the infants, the toddlers. Leave them alone. Don't shoot people while they're sleeping in their bed in their homes or their apartments. Put the guns down. You know, if I had a big platform, I would just, you know, say what I'm saying now, because I'm very concerned about the violence in Chicago. And everybody should be concerned about violence all over the world, especially if you have a family, children, a wife, you know, relatives. You don't want to see them gunned down in cold blood because they were walking to the store or to the park. Their lives might have been saved if police were just patrolling and on foot. And that's another thing. I mean, once someone gets shot and the bad guy gets away, the bad guy is going to do it again. He got away with it once. He got away with it twice. There was no police. I can understand a lot of African Americans being pissed off at the police for gunning down, the white police for gunning down African Americans. But you have to also realize that African Americans gun down African Americans. We have to, like Mary Mitchell said, I talked on the show yesterday, we have to also think about black on black crime. You know, because a lot of the crime occur in very, 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 and the police should patrol a lot more in those areas. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I don't have a guest today, but that's fine. That's wonderful, because the topics on the show is very, very close to me. And like I said, if you have a family in the city of Chicago, you're going to be afraid to walk out in the street, go to the store, go to the park, or just sit on your front steps, especially if you're on the south and west sides of the city. And in some cases, don't even think about sitting in your car. I mean, it's not funny, but don't even think about sitting in your car, especially on the west and south side of the city. There are so many people who have been murdered just by sitting in their car, their parked car. You know, and that's an atrocity, too. That's an atrocity. I just wish, and I know how we can probably alleviate some of this. Like I said before, and I'm going to keep saying it, I'm going to keep repeating it, I think police should saturate these areas with police. The police should saturate these areas with police. Patrols. Pick up the patrols. Foot patrols. Have officers walking around, walking foot patrols, block by block. You know, I mean, this is what they get paid to do. If you don't want to be a police officer, if you don't want to serve and protect, if you're afraid of gangbangers, if they scare you, don't do it. Then do not become a police officer. Because I've seen it. I've seen police officers let gangbangers, thug gangbangers, criminals, just stand around on the corner, on corners, and then try to intimidate people. And the police didn't do anything. They could have been afraid. They could have been afraid of the gangbangers. You are paid to do a job. If you're afraid to do your job, then quit and let someone else take take your place who want to be a police officer who serves and protects the community. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show. If you have a comment or a question on that or just want to just chime off, my number is 347-857-1762. Call in, call in, call in. I will be right back. I'm going to take a break. Probably drink water, huh? Okay, here we go. Bingo. Yeah, but somehow the rain has stopped. It has stopped. I mean, when you think positive, positive things happen, and it looks great outside. Anyway, I want to bring up something else. I found this today. An anonymous racist sent a hate note to an African-American family in Long Island telling them, "You do not belong here." And this is true. This is in the news, and I try to do something that's in the news every day. So she found a hate note. An African-American family found a hate note. This is in Long Island. I'm thinking Long Island is in New York, telling them to you don't belong here. I'm going to say something, and that's another thing we need to talk about in this country. We need to talk about race. Obama has glossed over it. He hasn't really said anything about it. He glossed over it. just like he glossed over issues to black people. And the reason why I harp on Obama, and I, like I said, I don't want to make the show about him, but it seems like I'm going to, I don't know. He is an African-American president. At least he tells everybody that he's an African-American president. He has an African-American family. And, you know, I'm just so shocked and amazed that Obama is not out here championing the fight for African Americans. He does not have our back. And this show is not an African American show. This show is, anybody can call the show, black, white, pink, yellow. It's just that this is an issue that I think is for our time, because this show is called The Talk of Our Time. And that's what it is. It's The Talk of Our Time, this show is. And I'm your host, George Wilder Jr. This is the George Wilder Jr. Show. This is something, and racism has, I don't know, some people are saying that since Obama's been president, racism has never been so out there. But I disagree. I think during the days of the civil rights movement, I think racism was really out there. But you know what? It has not gone anywhere. It has not gone anywhere. I don't think it's ever going to go anywhere. People are going to hate people because of what they are. People are going to hate people because of their color. People are going to hate people because of their success. People are going to hate people because they're smart and intelligent. And like I said, people are going to hate people because of their nationality and their color. Because some people are just stupid. And it's just going to happen that way. As she, this lady, what's her name, Renaka Copes, if I'm pronouncing her name, she's 37 and a resident of Lyndhurst in the town of Babylon, sounds like something biblical, She found a typewritten all capital letter message in an address envelope in her mailbox on Thursday afternoon, she told the press. And quote, the letter says, "Attention, African American family." You know, and it was posted to Facebook. Wow. This is coming from the Lyndhurst community. I'm sorry. Lyndhurst. Okay, this is what the letter said. Okay. It says, "Lyndhurst is 84% white population. You don't belong here. 3! Wow. And it goes on to say, please leave Lyndhurst as soon as you can. It will be better for all of us. And it goes on, find the town where you there are from. Oh, somebody can't write. Is it okay, I'm going to interpret it. It says, find a town where most people are like you. Sorry if this is rude, but it's the truth. Wow. Unquote. Wow. So the police are investigating the correspondence as a possible hate crime, according to Newsday. Copes has lived in her house with her mother, her two siblings, and five nieces and nephews since September 2013. But she told the publication that she hasn't experienced any racism firsthand in the community until now. Wow. And I quote, I'm going to quote this, I went from being fearful, protecting my family, to being totally confused and wanted to know who and why. Today, it becomes even deeper. It is someone in the school district. It is the guy at the corner. Okay. It is my neighbor. She doesn't know who sent the letter. She's saying that it could have been anybody anywhere who sent the letter that's in her town. She doesn't know who sent it. She's saying it could have been her neighbor next door. It could have been the guy working at the school. It could have been a teacher. It could have been someone in the school district. It could have been a neighbor down the street. She doesn't know who sent the hate letter to her, to put the hate letter in her mailbox. Plainly, it says, African-American family, you don't belong here in this community. go and find a community that would accept your kind. Race in this country is just riveting. Riveting. They blatantly said, hey, wow, you do not belong here because you're not white. You're black, so go find a place where you will be accepted as being a black family. Get out of our town or our city or our state. Wow, that is something. When I first saw that and heard that, I said, I got to share this on the radio with my audience. Wow, I'm still reading. That is something. That is really something. Racism and it's just here. It's just here. And I think on, like I said, both issues, I think Obama could really make a difference on racist, on racial matters, and on criminal matters. But he, like I said before, he just glosses over these issues. It's for him, it's all talk. He will talk about crime in the city of Chicago. He will talk about, like I said before, just gloss it, and then he just glosses over it with a speech or two. He's on to some other issue, and I forgot all about that. The best thing he can say, well, I addressed it. Yeah, you addressed those two issues, but it takes more than just talking about something. You have to put some action behind it, Mr. President. Somebody has to know that you are doing something. Something's happening. Something's in the works. You know, you just can't throw out words and then go to some other issue and forget all about the most important issues of our times. That's crime-ridden cities and also racial pride in this country. But maybe we'll just have to wait for the next president. You know, so maybe we'll just have to wait for the next president. And that's sad for me to say, and that's sad for me to even think that. But, hey, it might be true. It could be true. It probably is true. But, no, we'll just have to see what's going to happen. It is time for the brainy and clever quiz question of the day. Here we go. Hit it, George. Okay, this is the first time. This is the first time that I'm mentioning the smart quiz question. Okay, the smart quiz question. What did Martin? If I can say it, what did Martin Luther King Jr. do? If you don't have the answer, if you don't know, go to your computer. I mean, I say this every day and all the time. Go to your computer. Go to your smartphone. Google it, look it up, and there the answer is. But if you don't have time to do that, and if you're not listening live, you can always listen to the show, and I'll have it to you in maybe 10 minutes or so. And the question was, smart quiz question, what did Martin Luther King do? He did what? Okay, all right, I'll let you know if that's correct. All right, thank you. Okay, all right, let's move right along. I'm going to take a break right here. I will be right back. Enjoy. Okay, there's a couple of people who have passed away that I can see on my screen. Beautiful Mind, mathematician, killed in car accident. So, Ann Mirror, actress and mother of Ben Stiller, the actor Ben Stiller. She passed away at 85. And I believe his name is John Nash, the guy, A Beautiful Mind. There was a movie starring Russell Crowe about his life. I guess he was good with numbers. He was 85 or 86. And he was in a cab. The cab driver screwed up. The cab driver went off the road and hit something. And, you know, him and his wife died, perished in a car. That's sad. That is really sad. And Ann Mirror, the actress and mother of Ben Stiller. She used to be a comedian. I remember her. She used to be a comedian. And her husband, they were called Stiller and Miller. Yeah, they were comedians from way back. So there's a few deaths in the news. So I'll also be featuring that on the show every now and then, because people do pass away, so, and especially famous people, and you try to acknowledge them. ISIL, whatever you call them, they're just a terrorist group. And Obama's trying to figure out how to eradicate them. Apparently, he doesn't have a clue. He tried bombing them from the air, and that didn't do much. John McCain, senator, he wants boots on the ground. He figures that that'll get it. Obama's trying to avoid a full-out war, which is good. But the Republicans, they want a war, you know. And I'm kind of with Obama on that. I don't want any war. I don't think we should send young people over there to die again for Republicans. They've already lied us into one war that they're not going to do it again. At least I hope they're not going to do it again. And I hope Obama stands his ground. I hope Obama stands his ground and not let this happen. ISIS is a terrorist group. What we need are the Expendables. We need somebody to go over there and take these guys out. But I'm pretty sure that we got some people capable of taking these ISIS guys out. I wish I was young enough and strong enough and willing. I would go over there and just take these murdering thugs. But so far they have been threatening the United States with cutting someone else's head off from America. I haven't seen that, because I believe that the guy who was responsible for cutting off heads has been killed. But that doesn't mean that someone else will not take his place and start chopping off heads. Isn't that something, chopping off somebody's head? Wow. Now they're on the other end. Someone is going to go over there and chop their heads off. You know, so that's got to be rough. I mean, even you watching movies, and majority of the movies, they're chopping heads off. It just looks so ooey, you know. And then they let you see all inside, how, ugh. It's just not right, chopping people's heads off. But anyway, I want to end this note on the show. I think I got about 8 or 9 minutes left on the show, and I want to say, put down the guns, America. Stop killing each other. Stop shooting each other. Stop hating each other. We're all brothers and sisters. We're all on this earth, no matter what color we are. We are brothers and sisters. The Republicans hate us. Why do we have to hate each other? And gangbangers, thugs, you know who you are. Put the guns down. Stop the violence. Stop the Chicago violence. It's just not acceptable. Mayor and superintendent, will you guys get a clue and come up with some plan to lower or stop or eliminate the violence that's happening in this city? You guys are in the line of fire. I'm not. You know what should be done. More patrols in the cities, in the crevices, of the city. Foot patrols. That'll do it. Paddy wagon, squad cars. These are high crime areas. The police should be present practically all the time. Because the gangbangers, the thugs, know when you're going to come and they know when you're going to leave. They've got you timed. They got you pegged. That's why they can get away with shooting people and not get caught. Figure it out and stop the crime in this city, Chicago. My name is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, and I'm broadcasting from Chicago, a city that I love, a city that I've lived practically all my life, and I'm concerned. I am totally concerned. You guys get paid a hefty salary, more than some of us will ever make, to stop the crime, to make Chicago a livable place where you can walk down the street without being in fear of being shot dead like a dog by some 2-cent thug. We have to do something. Chicago, but every city. Chicago's probably got the most crime of any city, more likely. I'm pretty sure the superintendent would probably disagree with me because he doesn't want to look bad. It's his job to bring crime down. It's his job to control crime. It's his job to police jail so they don't live to do this again. Gun control doesn't seem like it's going to ever happen in this town. I don't know what's stopping people from having great gun control, like background checks before someone gets a gun. That would go a long way. But you got people going to gun shops and gun stores, buying multiple guns and selling them or giving them to gangbangers on the streets. Now, a gangbanger does not go and buy a gun. Somebody buys a gun and gives it to that gangbanger, or that gangbanger steals a gun, takes it, and go out and shoot someone with it. I'm pretty sure the police know that. I don't have to tell them that. They know it. Matter of fact, they know a lot more than I do. But what I know is that they're not doing a very good job at resolving the shootings in this city. That's what I know. I know that my life could be taken because the police officers do not do their job in keeping me and my family safe. That is what I'm concerned about. And I'm also concerned about others. Because every time I hear about a 4-year-old or a 7-year-old getting shot down in the city of Chicago, my thinking is, like I said before, where was the police? If the police had been patrolling that particular area at that particular time, the crime more likely would not have happened. Or if the crime did happen, they would have apprehended the culprit. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, and I'm on a roll. This show is called The Talk of Your Life. The Talk of Your Times. So, like I said, this is the Memorial Day weekend, and I'm a little dismayed because I have the feeling that it's going to be a lot of shootings taking place in this city the moment I get off this microphone. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure a lot of shootings are taking place right now while I'm on the microphone. And nobody's out there listening to me saying, put the guns down. And they should be. They should be. You got a cell phone. You got a computer. You got an iPad. You got a tablet. Pull up this show. Archive it. And if you're archiving it, make sure other people are archiving it. Get the word out. Put the guns down. Don't just let me do this by myself. You hear me? You know I'm compassionate about this. Share this. Maybe we can get this program to the right people who are carrying the guns, who are the shooters, who are the killers, who are the murderers, to put the guns down. Don't let this show or the rest of my shows on this topic be a waste of time. Don't let my voice not be heard. If you're capable of getting my voice out there among the thieves, the murderers, and all the rest of them, put the guns down. That's all you got to do. Put them down. Stop killing. It doesn't make any sense. But, you know, more than likely it's going to keep going. They're going to keep killing. Because I'm not the only one that's been saying put the guns down. The more you say put the guns down, George, the more they're going to pick them up. Because they're killers, murderers, they're losers, they're failures. And it's just going to happen. But the only thing I can do is pray that Chicago violence cease, summer violence cease. No more people getting shot. Smart quiz question is, what did Martin Luther King do? He fought for civil rights, and he worked for the equality of Americans. He fought for civil rights, and he worked for equality for Americans. He was an all-around. So that's that's the answer to the smart quiz question. I have a smart quiz question every day on this show. And if you don't listen to any other show, make sure you listen to this show. This is always a great show. I always have great topics. I have great guests. I'm going to have a guest on the 29th. She's already booked. She's an author. She's going to talk about her book, and that should be fun. So join me on the 29th. I will be on the 28th, but the 29th I will have a guest. And that should be fun. Okay, this is Richard Walden, your show, and I'm signing off. Okay, all right.